Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Hey, if you've been searching for a refreshing beer that feels like you're back in the Caribbean, well, search no more. Proud sponsor of Zaslow Show 2.0, Johnny Cuba. It's a lifestyle. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. That's right. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. Got great six-pack deals going on right now. You got hot sauce, that's right, made from selected Caribbean habanero peppers. You know your boy Zaslow loves the hot sauce. Go pick up some Caribbean soul in a can. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo. If you're a homeowner, you need to make sure you have the proper coverage. And that's why I'm sending you to Brunt Insurance and Financial Services. The Zaslow family uses Brunt Insurance and Financial Services because we know that if there's, God forbid, an issue with our home, we need to know that we're covered properly. From Pensacola to the Keys and beyond, Brunt Insurance and Financial Services delivers comprehensive insurance and financial solutions tailored to your needs. Since 2013, Brunt Insurance specializes in home and auto insurance. BruntInsurance.com. You could also check them out on social media at Brunt Insurance. Look, the market's confusing. Let Brunt Insurance sort it all out for you with their fully licensed staff, and they know the area. The Zaslow family uses Brunt Insurance to make sure that they're covered, and that's why I'm sending you to them as well. BruntInsurance.com, 954-589-2204. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. All right, welcome. Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Friday, the 24th of March. Good to have you aboard. We are a Blue Wire podcast. However you're listening to the program, I appreciate you guys. Make sure you like, you rate, you comment, you do all that good stuff. That really helps me. I don't know how it helps me. Like, the algorithm does their stuff, and I don't know. It seems to be a good thing. So do all that stuff. I love you long time. Tell all your friends. Tell your family members. Tell your mother I say hello. Appreciate everyone, wherever you're listening. And, of course, everything Zaslow Show 2.0 is presented by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Those are my guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar. They've been behind me from day number one. This is impossible without them. So if you've been in an accident, I want to make sure that you get taken care of, because I can't do this show without you either. You go to Anajar and Levine, they're going to make sure you get the money you deserve. 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. So I keep talking about this, and I don't know what the answer is. I guess it just takes time. So the show's doing great. Numbers are really good. And the reaction, the response, wonderful, okay? But like I talked about this, you know, recently, and I'll get to who I'll speak into it about in a moment here, but in social media, we kind of live in like an echo chamber, you know? It's not real life. It distorts our, I guess it distorts our view. And what I mean by that is, I get great interaction on social media about the show, about Zaslow Show 2.0. And like I said, you know, numbers are good, all that good stuff. There are still so, as much as I think the word is out there, there are still so many people, I would say the majority, still don't know where I am. So I told you guys, I did the show yesterday after missing Wednesday because I was in Orlando. I was at Universal Studios with my son. We went to a Magic game. We were there for a couple nights, had a great time because he's on spring break. And I got recognized by a handful of listeners at Universal Studios. Really cool, right? It was funny. One guy with his family, we were in line at the Minions ride, I think. We were in line, and like 10 minutes into us being next to him and his family, he just turned to me and goes, "Hey, are you Zaslow?" I was like, "Yeah," you know? So he's a big fan, big listener. So at one point, one of the guys who came up to me, "Hey, are you Zaslow?" "Yeah, hey, how you doing?" I shake his hand, you know? And I could tell he's about to do the thing where he starts saying, "Oh man, it really sucks." Yeah. Like I knew what he was about to say. "It really sucks that I was let go and that I'm not on the radio anymore. I've heard it before." So like I almost like stopped him as he was saying, I go, "I'm still doing the show every day." And he was like, "Really? Where?" And so I told him, "Wherever you listen to your podcast, you know, I'm right there. Zaslow Show 2.0. Punch it right in, playa." He was super excited. He was really glad to hear that. And that's what I'm talking about, where we're not just talking casuals. We're talking about someone who's a huge fan of mine. He recognizes me in Universal Studios, and he has no idea that I'm still doing the show. So I don't know any other... My wife thinks I should take a billboard out on I-95. I don't know any other way other than, you know, doing that, which, I mean, it's very expensive. But I have a great following on social media. I got a lot of followers, so I pump all the stuff out there. And I guess it just takes time. I think there's so many people out there who don't know about the show still. And we've been doing this for about 5 months. Close to 5 months, I think, we've been doing Zaslow Show 2.0. So it's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a bad thing because I want everyone to listen. But it's a good thing as well because as great that the reaction has been and the response has been and the participation and just the number of people who are following and listening to the show every day, the good thing is there's still so many, there's so much room to grow. Because there are so many out there who don't know about the show. So that's where it comes back to you as well. Make sure you tell your friends, you tell your family, you tell everyone about the show. I love you long time. All right, so that was my roundabout way of getting to all that stuff. So, what a night last night! We've had years that the Canes and the Gators have been in the tournament at the same time. But, you know, the Gators, they're not South Florida. Two South Florida teams, Canes, FAU, Owls. Last night, I was very into that game. Now, I wasn't like, you know, on the edge. I wasn't jumping up off the couch like I'm going to be tonight with the Canes. Oh, man. Tonight, the whole day, actually. Look, it's Friday. That means we're going to have big game, not a big game. I don't want to spoil anything, but the Canes may very well be on big game, not a big game. I don't know, all right? We'll see. So anyway, before we get to big game, not a big game, and we got big movie, not a big movie coming up, but we got our usual Friday routine here. I got to start out with the tournament last night, and that means we got to start out with FAU. Let's give it up, man. Let's get Dusty May and them boys. Let's give it up to FAU. I'm happy for Ken LaVica, radio voice of FAU men's basketball. He's been on the show a couple times over the last week. I mean, he'd never even been to Madison Square Garden. And now he's calling a Sweet 16 game. And tomorrow night, he's going to be calling the Elite Eight. He's going to be calling the regional championship from Madison Square Garden. So, And that's why I said yesterday what happened on the show. Dude, I don't know how you don't get ahead of yourself and say, you're a game away from playing for the Final Four. Well, now they're playing for the Final Four. FAU, who had only been to the tournament one time, and that was 21 years ago, had never won a tournament game and is now playing for the Final Four tomorrow night. Unbelievable. And that game was awesome last night, because here's the thing. While FAU really struggled in the first half, they dominated that second half. Especially that stretch of like 13 minutes left till 6 minutes left. What was it, an 18-2 run? Took that Tennessee ass. What a performance by FAU. I'm really happy for them, man. And like I said, I wasn't jumping off, you know, the edge of the couch, mainly because I was watching it in bed. You know, it was already past. Game didn't start till 9:35. So it was already like 11:30. I'm watching in bed. I'm wide awake, though. But like every time, and I don't want to wake my wife because she's turned over and she's gone to sleep. Every time FAU scored, it was like I took like an exhilarated breath. Like every time they scored, instead of yelping or cheering, it was a big breath. like that. It was a, I hope that's coming out on the podcast, but it was like an exhilarated inhale is what I was doing after every FAU basket. And just, we talked to Ken LaVica yesterday. I was like, you know, is this the kind of group? Are they going to be nervous? And maybe they were nervous in the first half. I mean, they couldn't shoot, couldn't score. What was it? 20, how many points did they have in the first half? Was it 22? Were they down 27-22? Maybe it was a little bit more than that. It may have been into the early, it may have been 37-32. And then maybe you get to the second half, and I would imagine you get to halftime, like, listen, we're shooting the ball terrible. We're only down by 5. We're gonna have a streak. And I know Dusty May talked about this. We're gonna have a streak. We're gonna have a run here. We're gonna have a stretch where we're gonna get hot. And an 18-2 run, getting stops, getting big 3-point baskets. What a second half for FAU. I mean, all of a sudden, they were down the whole game. And then they finally take the lead with about 10 minutes left, 9.5 minutes left. And by the time there was like 7 minutes left, 7.5, they're up by 10. You got the crowd, and granted it's an FAU, you know, you got the FAU alum that's there, student body. You have a crowd at Madison Square Garden chanting, "Let's go Owls." Look, I don't care about FAU. And when I say that, I didn't go to school there, all right? But I'm watching that game last night. I'm like, I am into it. It's a South Florida school, and at Madison Square Garden, they're chanting, "Let's go Owls." I was very into that game last night. So cool. You don't know what that does for a school moving forward. So the next thing you got to talk about, and I asked Ken LaVica this yesterday, what happens with Dusty May? And nobody wants to think about that right now, because as crazy as it is, the only thing that's on FAU's mind right now is winning the national championship. If that's not the stupidest sentence that ever came out of my mouth, the only thing that's on FAU's mind right now is winning the national championship. I don't know what is, but that's the truth. So while you don't want to think about it right now, because you got the regional championship tomorrow, I asked Ken yesterday, going into Sweet 16, 31 regular season wins, now 3 more up to 34 wins. But going into yesterday's game, it's a Sweet 16. You see Tobin Anderson from Fairleigh Dickinson. He leaves, I mean, 5 minutes after they lost FAU, he's the new Iona coach. The reality of it is now, especially after yesterday, Dusty May can have whatever job opening he wants. Now, Ken told, you know, you got a lot of jobs out there that have now filled up over the last week. St. John's, Georgetown, you got these jobs that maybe got some of these schools who are like, maybe we should have waited for Dusty May, FAU. But nonetheless, it could be right now. Maybe it's in the future. Dusty May can have whatever job opening he wants. So the FAU fan, the alum, doesn't want to hear about it. They want to focus on this right now. But I will tell you what's interesting. I heard Dusty May this morning on, you know, I listen to SiriusXM NBA Radio. I love SiriusXM, okay? SiriusXM NBA Radio, Mad Dog Radio, Busted Open, Fight Nation, my favorite. So my shows, here are my shows. Here are the shows that I listen to every single day. All SiriusXM, all right? I listen to, obviously, Morning Men, SiriusXM Mad Dog Radio, Evan Cohen, Mike Babchick, Willie Colon. All right, those guys are my favorite. I listen to SiriusXM NBA Radio every morning. Frank Isola, Brian Scalabrini. Those guys are my favorite. And, of course, Busted Open, Fight Nation, Channel 156. LaGreca and his crew there. That's my favorite. Got a lot of favorites. So I listen to those shows every day. Those are my shows. And this morning, Isola and Scalabrini had Dusty May on. Because Scal is tight with him from time at USC. Scalabrini when he was a player there, and Dusty May was like a, he was an assistant or team manager, I don't know. And so they had Dusty May on. And I thought it was interesting what he said, where he was talking about how dedicated he is to the school and how, and he specifically mentions not driven by money. Now, it's an interesting thing to say. We'll see if he really means it. Now, even if he were to leave, you can't fault him. Been there 5 years, like Ken was telling us yesterday. He's taken this school to heights it never came close to reaching. So, like Ken said to us yesterday, if somebody deserves it, it's this guy. But I did think that was, and we'll see, you know, we'll see if he doesn't put his money where his mouth is, I guess, right? That's probably the phrase we should say. But he specifically said not driven by money. And if that's the case, in FAU has to give him a substantial raise, or at least offer him a substantial raise. And if that's the case, he may not go anywhere. Maybe he's happy. If he's driven by happiness, and he seems like a happy dude, and FAU gives him a substantial raise, he may not go anywhere. I thought it was interesting how he specifically said not driven by money. All right. He may be in it for the long... I mean, that seems kind of crazy, but maybe he'll be in it for the long haul there at FAU. I don't know. But what a game last night, man. I was really excited. It has potential to be a really amazing weekend, depending on what goes on with the Hurricanes men's basketball team and the Lady Canes, which is coming up this afternoon. You may be listening to the show right now. See, you're listening in the future. I'm in the past. You may know already what's happened with the Lady Canes. Maybe they won and you're super excited. You're like, Zazzla, oh man, you're going to love the game. And by the way, you may be listening right now. Zazzla, you hate women's basketball. You're right, I don't like women's basketball. But I also said a couple days ago, I probably need to be paying attention to what the Lady Canes are doing. So, 2:30 this afternoon, I'm going to be sitting my ass down on the Zazzla Mansion family room couch, and I'm going to be watching the Lady Canes in Villanova. I'm into it. Like, I got to watch it. This is very intriguing. Destiny Harden, the Cavender Twins, Katie Meyer, those are all the players I know, so I gotta be watching this. I gotta keep it real, keep it don't, right? I'm gonna be dialed into those Lady Canes this afternoon. Come on now, let's get the weekend started. Let's get it started right. So this, and again, I'm not gonna spoil it for you. We got big game or not a big game coming up. Will that be in it? I don't know. Talking about spoiling, all right, one of the newest sponsors on our show. When life gets salty, you make yourself a margarita, right? Well, when water damage gets you mold, call or text Water Cleanup of Florida. Newest sponsor, Zazzlo Show 2.0. The Greensteins at Water Cleanup of Florida, they're going to take care of you. Those are my guys, all right? I grew up with them. They're personal friends. Water Cleanup of Florida. When disaster strikes in your home or business, you need specialized, fast, and reliable services. Water Cleanup of Florida understands how any unexpected property damage, it can overtake your life, your business. It's so stressful. Well, you don't have to stress because allow Water Cleanup of Florida's 60 plus years of combined experience handle your restoration project from start to finish. The Water Cleanup of Florida team, they're going to handle any disaster, any size, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. They're fully licensed, insured general contractor that provides the one-stop shopping that a busy home or business owner requires. The objective is to make the cleanup and insurance claim process painless and hassle-free, serving the entire Tri-County area. Water Cleanup of Florida. Call or text 954-900-8635. That's 954-900-8635. You could also go to the website, WCUFL.com. Water Cleanup of Florida. We clean up your schmutz. So, really pumped about FAU. Excited for that game tomorrow. It's not a huge sports weekend, man. Now, before we get to the next thing on the docket today, I hope everyone checked out yesterday. I don't know if you can go back, like, in the archives or something. I don't know. But I had a nice little appearance on NBA TV. Shout out to my man, Justin Termini. Afternoon Drive, Termini and Eddie Johnson. Every day, I think it's 4 to 7 p.m. every day on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Termini's been a guest on our show a couple times. I'm a big fan. And so he had me on his show. I think it's the second time I've been on the show with him. And so I was on NBA Radio yesterday, SiriusXM NBA Radio. And they also now have the app. So you can actually watch all of their radio shows. I solo on Scalabrine in the morning. Then in the midday, you got Rick Kamla and Antonio Daniels. And of course, in the afternoon, you got my guy Justin Termini and Eddie Johnson. You could watch the shows now on the NBA app. So I was able to do video. So I'm on SiriusXM NBA Radio yesterday. We're talking Heat, but I'm also on the app. So it's also, you know, split screen there with Termini. I love it. I thought I did a nice job representing the Heat. So I don't know if you can go back and check that out or what have you, but I appreciate those guys having me on. That got some good attention. We talked about the Heat. We talked about their chances of catching up. Number five, that's right. Things happened last night that were very beneficial for the Miami Heat. Very beneficial. So thanks to Termini and those guys. Brian Myers did an excellent job helping me set up the video portion here. So I appreciate those guys having me on. So the Heat didn't play yesterday. Oh, Jimmy Butler, I love you so much. Can I just give you Jimmy Butler's March numbers right now? I know Jimmy was asked recently about his play. It's like, I come to play after the All-Star break. That's not necessarily what you like to hear, because the NBA has a major problem with players trying these days, but I don't think that's necessarily what Jimmy's talking about. I think what Jimmy's talking about is there. Like, Jimmy clearly has another level. We have noticed in his 4 years here, and specifically we found out in his first year here, he takes it to another level when the playoffs get going. That's playoff Jimmy. And you may remember in Jimmy's first year here, we always, like, you'd always heard of Jimmy, great clutch player. Loves the ball in his hands at the end of games. Jimmy's first year here, he stunk in the clutch. And it was like, man, what's going on here? And then when we got to the playoffs, oh my God, this is, we're talking all-time great clutch player. Like, there's Dwayne Wade, and then right next to him is Jimmy Butler. That's how good he was in the clutch in all of those postseason games in 2020. So we learned that very first year, Jimmy Butler, amazing postseason player. And playoff Jimmy's here. Playoff Jimmy has arrived. So I told you about a month ago, we need playoff Jimmy before the playoffs. Jimmy Butler's March numbers. You ready for this? There aren't very many guys who can do this. You know, this goes in every sport. The really great players, if they can be the guy in the playoffs that they are in the regular season, that's a star player. Because you got the pressure in the postseason. You're playing great teams every night in the postseason. If you're a star and you can replicate your production from the regular season and the postseason, that's big time. Then there are some other guys who don't just replicate what they do in the regular season. They take it to another level. That's Jimmy Butler. Look at these numbers for Jimmy Butler. This month of March, 27 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists per game, 58% field goals, 47% threes, 87% free throws. That's big time. That's playoff Jimmy. Jimmy is one of those rare players. If you're as good in the postseason as you are in the regular season, you're a great player. He takes it to another level. That's a superstar. And so, even though the Heat didn't play last night was a really good night for the Heat. So Cleveland beat Brooklyn. We needed Brooklyn to lose. Brooklyn lost to Cleveland a couple nights ago. This is why that Chicago loss that the Heat had over the weekend was so stupid. But Brooklyn lost both their back-to-back games against Cleveland. And last night, Brooklyn had an 8-point lead with 2 minutes left. Lost the game in regulation. Yep. Lost in regulation. Totally choked. Totally coughed it up. So now look, the Heat are percentage points now ahead of the Brooklyn Nets. The Heat actually have the sixth spot right now. But you can't look at that. You got to look at the loss column. Otherwise, that's amateur hour. So, yes, the Heat are sixth now ahead of Brooklyn. So the Heat control their own destiny, essentially, with eight games left. If the Heat win their final eight games, they will not be in the play-in. Okay, they're not going to win their final eight, but you understand what I'm saying. The Heat's next game is tomorrow, hosting Brooklyn. Now, they will not win the tiebreak against Brooklyn. Head-to-head, no matter what happens tomorrow, Brooklyn wins the tiebreak this year. So that's why winning tomorrow is so huge. You have to finish with a better record than the Nets. The Knicks, you do not have to finish with a better record. The Knicks lost last night also to the Orlando Magic. The Knicks, they may be falling apart a little bit. They've lost three in a row. The Nets have lost five in a row. The Heat have won seven of the last 10 games. The Heat are one game back in the loss column of New York. The Heat play the Knicks again next week. You win that game, you tie the season series 2-2. You also pick up a game there on the Knicks, and the Heat will then own the tiebreak because the Heat are going to win the Southeast Division, and the Knicks are not going to win the Atlantic. I told you, I got to raise my hand. I was dead wrong. I thought the Heat were essentially locked into a play-in spot, probably number seven. Now, you got to shoot for five. Now, if the Heat don't get number five, with playoff Jimmy in full force now, with the Nets reeling, with the Knicks reeling, and with an opportunity against both teams within the next week, if the Heat don't get number five at this point, major disappointment. Major disappointment. And while there's no real difference between being six and seven, I mean, seven, you're in a play-in. I would not be afraid of the Heat being number seven and having to win a home game, probably against Atlanta, to clinch that seven playoff spot. Difference between six and seven as far as who you would play in the first round, there's really no difference. It's going to be Boston or Philadelphia. You don't know which one it's going to be. And both those are going to be really hard. If you could jump up to number five and you're playing Cleveland in the first round, the series the Heat can win. The series he can win. I think the Heat can win against Philadelphia too. I think they would give Boston a lot of problems too. But Cleveland, the Heat would go into that series against the Cavaliers, and you would expect them to win if you're a Heat fan. And a lot of people would likely pick the Heat if that stuff matters to you. So there is a major difference now from being six or seven and being fifth. Facing the Cavaliers or facing the Celtics or Sixers. Major difference. That's now the goal. And look, the Heat's remaining schedule is tough. You got Brooklyn tomorrow, then at Toronto next week, and at New York. The New York game you like because you're going to have a chance there to make up the ground on your own. Now here are the remaining five games in April. Hosting Dallas team sucks, Kyrie's poison. At Detroit, at Philadelphia. Philly's going to need that game. At Washington, hosting Orlando. So, you have to get those games, Washington and Orlando. You got to get that game against Detroit. That's three. You got to get that game hosting Dallas. That's four. The games that are very tough are that Philadelphia game. Excuse me. Obviously, the Brooklyn game tomorrow. At Toronto is very tough. And at New York. Of those other four games, you have to go at least 2-2 in those four games. Meaning The two wins need to be Brooklyn and New York. So if you lose at Toronto and lose at Philadelphia, you're then 6-2 in those final eight games. So you got to ask, I think that's a reasonable expectation. You got to win those four games against the easy teams I just told you there. Dallas, Detroit, Orlando, Washington. You have to beat Brooklyn and New York if you want to jump them both. So let's tag losses. They're not going to win every game. So let's tag losses against Toronto and Philadelphia. At Toronto and at Philadelphia. Does 6-2, 46 wins. Tell you, for a year it's been very frustrating. 46 wins, not bad. 46 wins and owning the tiebreak against the Knicks. Could that get you there? The Knicks would then, if the Heat go 46-36, 6-2 in their final eight games, the Knicks would have to go 4-3 their final seven games. The Knicks' remaining schedule. Can we find three losses here for the Knicks? The Knicks' remaining schedule. Houston, that's not a loss. Miami, okay, let's count it as a loss. At Cleveland, that's a big one. They could lose that game. Washington, at Indiana, at New Orleans, Indiana. Easy schedule. So I could count two losses there. Can we find a third loss? Can we find a third loss there? Because if the Knicks go 5-2 there, they're going to have 47 wins. The Heat will not catch them. It's 6-2 the rest of the way. The Nets, on the other hand, and the Heat will not have the tiebreak against the Nets. This is important. If the Heat get to 46 wins, can the Nets go 6-3 the rest of the way? At least three losses. Can we find three losses for the Nets? Let's see. At Miami, that's one. At Orlando. Houston. Atlanta. Atlanta doesn't beat anybody. Utah. You know what? I'll tag a loss there. Minnesota. That team stinks. I know Carl Anthony Towns back. At Detroit. Orlando, Philadelphia. Philly probably needs that game, but maybe not. Maybe they'll have clinched by then. Let's tag a loss on them. I could see three losses there for Brooklyn, but it better not come down to that Philly game because Philly may have something already locked up, and if that's the case, you know they're sitting Embiid. So it's going to come down. I could see Brooklyn losing three games. New York's going to be tight, but they're not playing good basketball right now, either team. And the Heat would then have to go 6-2. In these final games. It's going to come right down to the wire. Right down to the wire. Playoff Jimmy, man. The Heat are in a position that I did not think they were going to be able to be in. Where they have a legit shot at number 5. And again, for me, it's not about getting out of the play-in. It's about avoiding Boston or Philly in the first round. And I'm not scared of Boston or Philly. It just lets you some common sense here. You'd rather play Cleveland. So anyway, that's what we're looking at right now. Now, before we get to the main attractions for the weekend, there's a lot happening here. You're going to sit back on your couch just like me this afternoon and tonight. Maybe you're going to get it going this afternoon with the Lady Canes. I don't know. But you're going to sit back. You're going to relax. You're going to crack open a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. You need to pick up a new six-pack of Johnny Cuba. Maybe you've never even tried Johnny Cuba. I love when you guys send me the videos. You're trying the official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0 for the very first time. Like, yo, Zaslow is delicious. I go, of course, I know it is. And then I post the picture on my Instagram story because I'm an influencer and you're famous now. Johnny Cuba, European roots of the Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack for the weekend at your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco, y Mas. You always got to drink responsibly. That's how I'm going to kick back tonight. I got a new six-pack of Johnny Cuba I picked up yesterday. Now, I'm not drinking all six. I'm not a lush, but I'm going to at least have a couple here this evening. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba yourself. You send me a picture on Instagram, at ZaslowJ. I'll post it there. You're going to be famous before you know it. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra. I practically live my life by it. Stay tranquilo. Let's get to big game or not a big game. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Big game or not a big game. It's the weekend. You're like, yo, Zaslow, I don't know. Is it a big game or is it not a big game? What's... I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of action going on this weekend. There's a lot happening. We got to make sure you know what to spend your time on. Big game or not a big game is brought to us by Brunt Insurance. BruntInsurance.com, 954-589-2204. You need homeowners insurance. Don't let it keep you up at night. You're wondering, God forbid something happens, how am I going to pay for it? That's why Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, I've been using them for 10 years now. I don't have to worry about that. And because you're a Zaslow Show 2.0 listener, I want to take care of you. Brunt Insurance and Financial Services, they're going to take care of you as well. The market's really confusing out there. Let Greg Brunt and his team sort it out for you. Fully licensed staff. They know the area from Pensacola to the Keys and beyond. Brunt Insurance, they're going to deliver comprehensive insurance and financial solutions tailored to your needs. Not just home, auto, life insurance, boat, condo, renters. You know what I'm talking about. BruntInsurance.com, 954-589-2204. Let's get after it. First up here, this afternoon, Friday, 2:30, ESPN, number 9 seed, Lady Canes versus the number 4 seed, Villanova. The Canes are coming off of a shocker at Indiana a few nights ago. They knocked off the number 1 seed. Haley Cavender is shushing the crowd. Destiny Harden has the game winner. First time ever the Lady Canes and Katie Meyer and them girls are at the Sweet 16. They got a chance to get to the regional final with a win this afternoon over Villanova. Miami versus Villanova, that's a big game. Know it. Tonight, University of Miami still center stage. 7:15, CBS. The number 5 Midwestern region seed, Miami Hurricanes, against the number 1 seed, Houston. The Hurricanes, Jim Larrañaga and them boys, second straight year, first time in school history, Sweet 16. Can they get back to the regional championship for the second time? They're going to have to knock off the number 1 seed, Houston. Norchad Omir, 17 rebounds last game. Come on now. He's looking more and more like himself. Isaiah Wong, Nigel Pack. This Canes team, they could beat anyone. They're a great offensive team. Do we get an offensive outburst, an explosion tonight against Houston? Are they going to shock the number 1 seed? Canes, Houston, that's a big game. All right, let's keep it moving here. Saturday, a big sports day Saturday. Saturday, 5 p.m., Bally Sports, Florida. The New York Rangers at your Florida Panthers. Now, the Panthers had a very upsetting night last night. They got their ass kicked. They got their ass kicked in by the Toronto Maple Leafs last night at FLA Live Arena. Panthers lost 6-2 last night. Bobrovsky, what are you going to do? The Maple Leafs are awesome. And they couldn't keep up with them. So now, the Panthers, they actually got a little bit of help last night. I was watching the Penguins and Stars on ESPN last night. The Penguins lost again. So back-to-back losses for the Panthers. The Penguins coming off a win against the Avalanche a few nights ago. They lost last night against the Stars. So the Panthers, they didn't lose any ground. They find themselves still 3 back of the number 1 wild card Islanders, who play tonight. They're at Columbus. They stink. And their Panthers are 1 point back still of the number 2 wild card, the Penguins. All 3 of those teams are even. They have 10 games left. So we know where we stand. We're 3 back and 1 back. So tomorrow, against a Ranger team, they're top 3 in the Metro Division. They're going to make the playoffs. The number 2 seed, which will be home ice advantage in the first round against New Jersey, is very much still in play for them. Rangers at Panthers. That's a big game. Yeah, it is. That's a big game. All right. Saturday, 6:09 p.m. TBS. Don't tune in at 6:10. You'll miss the first minute. FAU Owls, the number 9 seed, at number 3 seed, Kansas State. Kansas State last night, They win in overtime over Michigan State. FAU, Kansas State tomorrow are playing for the regional championship and a spot in the Final Four. It's unbelievable. Madison Square Garden, FAU has a chance to cut down that region's nets. Unbelievable. Of course FAU and Kansas State is a big game. You know what I'm talking about. All right, everybody calm down. Saturday night, 7:30, Apple Plus. Chicago at Inter Miami. Now, I don't know if you know, I'm an inaugural season ticket holder. Inter Miami's 2-2. They've lost their last two games, both on the road. Inter Miami's 2-0 at home, so they're back in the friendly confines of Dry Pink Stadium. Now, I'm not going to the game tomorrow night. What, Zazzle? You're an inaugural season ticket holder. How are you not going to the game? There's too much happening. I got to watch the tournament with FAU. I got to watch the Panthers. There's another game coming up in a few moments here. I got to watch that as well. No spoilers here. There's too much happening. So, if I'm an inaugural season ticket holder, and I'm not going to go to the game tomorrow night, Chicago at Inter Miami, not a big game. There's too much going on otherwise. I'm sorry. Doesn't mean I'm not going to be watching. I am. Just not going. Finally, got one more for you, ass. Saturday, 8 p.m., Bally Sports Sun. The Brooklyn Nets at your Miami Heat. The Heat can gain another game on the Brooklyn Nets. They could really send the Nets reeling. I mean, I told you that the Nets were going to drop out of that 5-6 position, and they're going to be a play-in team. I thought I was going to wind up being wrong after they were playing well initially after the trade. Now it's looking like I'm going to be right. I get it right sometimes. The Heat, playoff Jimmy's here. I already gave you his numbers. Kyle Lowry, coming off the bench, has not been awful. He hasn't. I gotta be honest. Tyler Herro, best fourth quarter player. Bam Adebayo, defensive player of the year. Eric Spoelstra, best coach. I can go on and on. The point is, Nets at Heat. That's a big game. And that right there is another addition. A big game or not a big game. Yes. And it's brought to us by Brunt Insurance and Financial Services. Make sure that your home is taken care of. You don't want to get caught off guard. BruntInsurance.com, 954-589-2204. You know, when I was a teenager, I used to sleep in. My younger son, Jordan, he's 11. He's on spring break right now. That kid can sleep. I mean, I had to wake him up a little while ago. It was 11:30. Hey, man, it's time to get out of bed. It's time to wake up. And he doesn't stay up till all hours of the night. I would imagine he probably fell asleep last night, maybe 11. I mean, it's spring break. That kid can sleep. You know what it probably is? It's that new Sheets and Giggles. That's right. I got new Sheets and Giggles. I got the sheets on my bed, my younger son Jordan's bed, my older son Corey, my man Colin, CEO and founder of Sheets and Giggles, one of our newest sponsors here on Zaslo Show 2.0. The Zaslo family, we are now one of the over, well, I guess four of the over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles. The sheets are so soft, the pillowcases, I got a eucalyptus pillow as well. See, that's the best part, Sheets and Giggles. They care about the environment here. We're talking about sustainably made from the wood of eucalyptus trees, grown on sustainably managed biodiverse farms, 96% less water use, 30% less energy use, no pesticides or insecticides, and you can't believe how soft these sheets are. And the comforter, I love the comforter. It's all breathable. Like, I'm still cool, but I'm not cold, and I feel good, and I could sleep nice. And the eucalyptus pillow, it's perfect for propping up my head just a little bit so I could see the television. I don't need a bunch of pillows to make sure that I could see when I'm lying down. Sheets and Giggles, I'm so thrilled that they're one of our new sponsors here on Zaslo Show 2.0. I can't believe the reaction I got when I announced that Sheets and Giggles is on the show. You guys love Sheets and Giggles. If you haven't picked up your sheets or a mattress, eucalyptus mattress, eucalyptus pillow, sheetsgiggles.com, sheetsgiggles.com/Zaslo, and use Zaslo as your promo code for your first order, boom, 20% off. Yeah, thank Colin for that. CEO and founder of Sheets and Giggles. He wants you guys to be comfortable. We all want to be able to sleep in till after 11, like my younger son. I'm telling you, it's these sheets. Sheets and Giggles, I love you guys. I'm so glad you're on board. And make sure when you wash them, you delicate wash, all right? Low heat, tumble dry. You want to make sure we keep the sheets in good condition. Sheets and Giggles, newest sponsor, Zaslow Show 2.0. Sheetsgiggles.com, sheetsgiggles.com/Zaslow. Let's get to big movie or not a big movie. You know the way it works here. Now, I already told you, there's so much going on this weekend in regards to the big games. But you may be saying, look, Zaslow, I got to mix in a little bit of family time here. And I would say, you know what? I get it. I understand. So I'm going to tell you if it's a big movie or if it's not a big movie. I got a few here for you. First up, this movie is called Murder Mystery Part 2. It's rated PG-13. It's a comedy slash mystery thriller. It's got suggestive material. It's got bloody images, strong language, smoking, violence. It's out today. It's in theaters today. It starts streaming next week. It stars Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston. Do I need to tell you any more? That's a duo right there. Here's what the movie's about. Now, full-time detectives struggling to get their private eye agency off the ground, Nick and Audrey Spitz find themselves at the center of an international abduction when their friend Maharaja is kidnapped at his own lavish wedding. Wow, what a plot. Murder Mystery 2. Rotten Tomatoes does not have a score yet. No scores yet. That's not normally a good sign that they haven't released it early for some critics. Nonetheless, I saw the original Murder Mystery. That movie was fun. Murder Mystery 2, I'm going big movie. I'm not going to go to the theaters for it. I'll wait till next week. I'll watch it streaming with my wife. We'll laugh our asses off. She loves Adam Sandler. And by the way, Jennifer Aniston, fine. I brought fine back. All right, next up. A Good Person. This movie is rated R. It's a drama. It's got some drug abuse, some sexual references. It's got some language throughout. It's directed by Zach Braff, actually. It's out in theaters today. It stars Florence Pugh. She's new Black Widow. I love her. Morgan Freeman. Molly Shannon. Okay, I see you. Here's what it's about. Daniel is brought together with Allison, the once thriving young woman with a bright future who was involved in an unimaginable tragedy that took his daughter's life. Wow. As grief-stricken Daniel navigates raising his teenage granddaughter and Allison seeks redemption, they discover that friendship, forgiveness, and hope can flourish in unlikely places. Wow, this is a very deep movie. Rotten Tomatoes media score, 62%. No audience score yet. I'm gonna go big movie. I think this sounds like a very good movie. And I like Florence Pugh. I can imagine watching this with my wife. And who doesn't love Morgan Freeman? Come on now. So, Freeman's a clock. All right, I'll go big movie. Big movie or not a big movie? This one's called Tetris. It's rated R. It's got language. It's out theaters today. It'll start streaming next week. It's a mystery thriller drama. It stars Taron Egerton. He's a great actor. Toby Jones. Here's what we got. Here's what it's about. Tetris tells the unbelievable story of how one of the world's most popular video games found its way to avid players around the globe. Hank Rogers discovers Tetris in 1988 and then risks everything by traveling to the Soviet Union, where he joins forces with inventor Alexei Pajitnov to bring the game to the masses. Based on a true story, Tetris is a Cold War-era thriller on steroids with double-crossing villains, unlikely heroes, and a nail-biting race to the finish. Rotten Tomatoes media score, 80%. No audience score yet. I used to love Tetris. This movie sounds awesome. I'm going big movie. I got one more for you here. Big movie or not a big movie? This one is called John Wick Chapter 4. It's rated R. It's in theaters today. It's an action movie. It's got some language and pervasive strong violence. It's starring Keanu Reeves, Bill Skarsgård, Lawrence Fishburne. Here's what it's about. John Wick uncovers a path to defeating the High Table. But before he can earn his freedom, Wick must face off against a new enemy with powerful alliances across the globe and forces that turn old friends into foes. The Rotten Tomatoes media score, a certified fresh 95%. Rotten Tomatoes audience score, 96%. You don't need me to tell you, you already know. John Wick Chapter 4, that's a big movie. This might be the greatest action series of all time. Every movie gets better and better. You take it for what it's worth. It's got some crazy shit in it. But these movies are highly entertaining. And Keanu Reeves, one of the all-time likable good guys in Hollywood. John Wick Chapter 4, that's a big movie. And that right there is another edition. A big movie or not a big movie. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Wow, what a show we're putting together today. Now, it's the weekend. That's why we gave you the big games. We also gave you the big movies. But you got to make sure you got food for your family. Broward Meat and Fish, that's one of our newest sponsors here on Zaslow Show 2.0. If you love good food, if you need food to prep, you're in for a treat right now. We all want the best quality food when prepping our next meal. That's why I send you to Broward Meat and Fish, your one-stop shop for fresh meat, seafood, produce, a full selection of groceries. You're going to do your entire shop at Broward Meat and Fish. Frozen foods, freshly prepared hot food, deli meats and cheeses, wine, so much more. I was at the grand opening. They got a new one in Margate. I was there with my man Juan, repping Johnny Cuba. You could pick up that Johnny Cuba Picante hot sauce made with the finest Jamaican peppers that you guys keep asking me about. Broward Meat and Fish. You can go pick it up there. Here's what I love about Broward Meat and Fish. It's not just meat and fish. It's a massive supermarket. But the butchers and the fishmongers there at the full-service meat and seafood counters, they're going to prepare your cut exactly the way you want it. Freshest flavor and quality. And here's also what I love so much about Broward Meat and Fish. And I got this sense right when I walked in for the first time. They've specialized in serving the Caribbean and Latin community in South Florida for almost 30 years. They have all the products that remind us of where we came from. All kinds of international brands. Jamaica, Haiti, Mexico, Brazil, Colombia, Argentina, Peru. You're getting the flavor that you love at Broward Meat and Fish. Find the location nearest you. I got one right here close to me in Pembroke Pines. BrowardMeatAndFish.com. Whew. All right, man. So, a lot of action this weekend as far as the tournament. We got the Canes this afternoon. Lady Canes are coming up. Hurricanes tonight. We got soccer tomorrow night with Inter Miami. We got a big Heat game tomorrow night. The Panthers, almost a must-win game. They got lucky last night with the Penguins' loss in Dallas, but the Panthers, very tough game. Got to bounce back against the Rangers tomorrow. There is so much happening here. So that leaves just one more thing, right? There's only one more thing we got to get to. Wow, how about this, by the way? I'm looking right now on television. Cameron Boozer, Columbus High. You guys know he's a Columbus. National Basketball Player of the Year. ESPN.com number one recruit in the class of 25. Cameron Boozer, National High School Player of the Year. That's awesome. Congrats to the Boozer family there. Carlos Boozer, of course. Cameron Boozer, Columbus High, killing it. Killing it this year, high school basketball. That's really cool. All right, but you guys know what time it is. Gotta let you know. Is it a big deal or is it not a big deal? And big deal or not a big deal, always brought to us by Water Cleanup of Florida. If you're dealing with water, mold, or fire damage in your home or business, maybe you're not sure. You don't know if it's a big deal or if it's not a big deal. Yeah, I don't know either, but if you call Water Cleanup of Florida, they're going to tell you. They're going to figure it out for you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, call or text Water Cleanup of Florida anytime, 954-900-8635. That's 954-900-8635. Water Cleanup of Florida. They're going to let you know if it's a big deal or if it's not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. Here's what I got for you today to wrap up the week. First up, Ezekiel Elliott, former Cowboys running back. He's looking to pick a new team by next week. He's narrowed it down to the Bengals, the Eagles, and the Jets. Here's my question. Do those teams want him? Like, he's not very good anymore. And I haven't seen that those teams are interested in him. I've seen that he's interested in them. So I'm going not a big deal, Ezekiel Elliott, who he's going to choose next week. Big deal or not a big deal. So LeBron James. LeBron James has been out since early this month. I think it was the 5th, March 5th. And there was a report yesterday from a few reporters that LeBron, he's back to working on the court. He's doing some drills, blah, blah, blah. He's hoping to be able to get back by the last few games of the season and all that. So LeBron tweets out yesterday in response to those reports, there wasn't an evaluation today, and there hasn't been any target date for my return. I'm just working around the clock every day, 3 times a day, to give myself the best chance of coming back full strength whenever that is. God bless you all sources. I speak for myself. All right. This is not a big deal. This is an overreaction by LeBron. I don't know what the hell he's upset about. Unless he's mad that there are sources inside the Lakers who are talking about his rehab process. Like, the NBA player, it's such an NBA player thing. The NBA player loves blaming media. If LeBron's got a problem here, it's that he's got a leaky franchise. They love blabbing. They love talking. This kind of shit doesn't get out in the heat. So, LeBron, if you're upset with someone, go talk to the Lakers. So, I'm going not a big deal. Major overreaction. Big deal or not a big deal? Denver Nuggets head coach Michael Malone. He spoke yesterday talking about, you know, you got Nikola Jokic, who's trying to get his third consecutive MVP award. But the talk surrounding the MVP race, it's grown a little bit toxic for Michael Malone's taste.
And I think this year, compared to the last 2 years, I think this year, unfortunately, it's just taken a really ugly, nasty turn in the MVP conversation. And I think it's really turned a lot of people off, including him. And what's happening now is there's so many guys that could win the MVP this year. Great candidates. Joel Embiid is a great candidate. Luka Doncic is a great candidate. Jason Tatum, whoever you want to put in that mix, like, those are all deserving. But what happens in today's society is that everybody, it's like when I was a college coach, all the negative recruiting, it's not promoting my guy, it's ripping down every other guy. And that's just ridiculous. This game is, as Adam Silver told us at the All-Star break, the game is in a great spot. The league's in a great spot. We have great players. Celebrate them. Don't criticize. Don't tear them down. Build them all up. And whoever wins it, good for them. And that's one thing that's been really disappointing this year with the whole MVP conversation and all the hot takes. It's really just gotten ugly and nasty, and I really don't care for it.
You know, he's right for the most part. It's very much like negative recruiting. So I'm going to go big deal. Hard to disagree, really, with anything that Michael Malone said there. Finally, big deal or not a big deal. If you have Showtime, and I don't have Showtime, but I get it, like, seasonally because of shows like this. Yellow Jackets is back. Yellow Jackets Season 2 premiere right now streaming on Showtime. It's going to premiere tonight. I love that show. This is a big deal. The girls, they're a teenage soccer team in the 90s, high school. Their plane crashes on like this island and they have to fend for themselves. So it's not just them trying to survive. And it flashes back and forth between timelines. The teenage girls on the island and the ones that survive in real time. But there's a little bit of a lost element to it where there's some weird shit that's going on this island. Like, supernatural type stuff. I love this show. Juliette Lewis is in it. Christina Ricci's in it. This is I can't wait to watch this tonight. Yellow Jackets Season 2 premiere. That's a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. And of course, let water clean up a floor to tell you if what you got going on is a big deal or not a big deal. 954-900-8635. Wow, what a show today. Excellent job by everybody involved. Hey, make sure you listen to It's Still Real to Me. That'll drop newest episode this weekend. We're on the road to WrestleMania. One more week until WrestleMania. That's next weekend. So we got a lot to cover. We'll talk a lot about WrestleMania on the show this weekend for sure. Huge week for WWE, obviously. And tonight, I'll post the last half of the Sweet 16 brackets in our It's Still Real to Me Ultimate WrestleMania Moment Bracket Challenge. You guys have been great voting on my Twitter feed, at Zaslo Show. I'm going to post the rest of the Sweet 16 tonight, and we'll get that ball rolling. All right. Thanks to everybody who listened to the show today. Love that we made it through the week together. Talk to you on Zaslo Show 2.0 on Monday. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslo Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing. You know, when my wife and I became homeowners, I mean, keeping the Zaslo Mansion safe, that's not an easy task unless you call Brunt Insurance and Financial Services. If you're looking for affordable care that offers the best coverage for your home, your motorcycle, your car, your boat, Brunt Insurance and Financial Services, their team has the expertise and experience to find the right coverage for you, including comprehensive policies for both trailers and motorhomes. Let their team help you learn more about your policy options so you can make an informed decision that's not going to keep you up at night. Bruntinsurance.com. When it comes to home, renters, and condo insurance, your options, hey, it can be dizzying. Don't worry, they specialize in making the confusing crystal clear with their fully licensed team helping you along every step of the way. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204.